Good morning. Would you please rise for the processional hymn, number 290, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts and inspirations of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you as our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The hymn of praise today is number 286, Your Little Ones, Dear Lord. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Please pray with me the prayer of the day. O God, our Redeemer,
you created light that we might live, and you illuminate our world with your beloved Son.
By your Spirit, comfort us in darkness and turn us toward the light of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
The first reading is from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 to 14. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. Among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path where they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd does a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 147, verses 12 to 20. Extol the Lord, O Jerusalem.
Praise your God, O Zion.
For he strengthens the bars of your gates.
He blesses your children within.
He grants peace within your borders.
He fills you with the finest of wheat.
He sends out his command to the earth.
His word runs swiftly.
He gives snow like wool.
He scatters frost like ashes.
He hurls down hail like crumbs. He sends out his word and melts them.
He makes his wind blow and waters flow.
He declares his word to Jacob.
His statutes and ordinances to Israel.
He has not dealt thus with any other nation.
They do not know his ordinances. Praise the Lord.
The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel for today, second Sunday of Christmas, is from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.'" From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son, himself God, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
The sermon this morning is from the Gospel of John and also Paul's letter to the Ephesians, both dealing with us and the real world. Are you ready to get back to the real world? The holidays are officially over. Now it's time to get back to work or school, put away the decorations, clean up after the celebrations. It's time to get back to the real world. The first chapter of John's Gospel has inspired more theological writing than any other chapter in the Bible. It contains powerful words that are to make us think about who God is and what God is up to. The words are beautiful, but difficult for most of us to understand, and pretty easy to dismiss that it's not part of the real world. Every TV show right now that you're watching has a segment on New Year resolutions. We're encouraged to exercise more, eat better, get organized. Most of the programs, however, does not include God and the real world. We're here today because we believe the real world always involves God. We're here because we believe that our Creator is inviting us to deepen our relationship with him. There is no real world without the Word of God, and no one shows us this more clearly than Jesus. He chose to live in the real world and taught us that to live in God's world is to live in constant awareness of God in our lives. Jesus prayed without ceasing. He worshiped the Father. He turned to God the Father when he needed help. He thanked the Father when he received help. He modeled what it means to live in this real world. Now, I mentioned that there were two readings in today's sermon, and the second is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. We start this year with Paul's three reminders of how to live in the real world. It helps keep our priorities straight, today, tomorrow, this year, and always. First, Paul tells us, God has chosen us in Christ. We don't have to earn this. It doesn't mean that other people are not chosen, but it means that we have a purpose in life to live as God's chosen children. It's the first part of our journey of faith. The second thing is that we're blessed in Christ, and we have a destiny to be God's children. And again, this is not something that we earn. It is part of who we are. And remembering encourages us when we are having a tough time and challenges us when we're having an easy time in the real world. It is what it means to be blessed and chosen in Christ. Finally, we have been given an inheritance of eternal life. And when the real world gets tough, that's a powerful thing to remember. Each and every one of us inherit from our parents and their parents. We know that many diseases are passed genetically from our ancestors. The color of our hair, the shape of our bodies, attitudes, abilities, talents, interactions with others. Some of us are blessed with academic or athletic abilities. Some of us have the ability to teach or sing or raise gardens or understand technical manuals. We were chosen, blessed, and given. Not because of anything we did, not because we deserved it or earned it. These blessings are not just presents to open up and then put on the shelf. They're intended to change us and to change how we live in the real world. Paul says, we set our hope in Christ that we might live in the praise of his glory. It is our life's purpose not to escape the real world, but to live in it. And we do this by waking up each morning and remembering how blessed we are. Each word, each decision, each action done this day with a prayer that it brings glory to God. There's no better way to begin a new year, no better way to live in this real world than to live in the praise of God's glory. Amen. Now that's where my sermon originally ended, sorry. But it kept bothering me. Everything we hear today, they were and are fine words. And it's just as easy to dismiss as the theological doctrines from the gospel that we didn't understand. And as good Lutherans, we leave most of the glory actions up to our minister. Well, we're a little short on clergy right now, and so it's up to you and I to fill the gaps. So I'm wondering, what would happen if we challenged ourselves to the actions that praise God? We pledge our time, our talents, and our gifts. As we age, some of our time and talents become a little more difficult, but we can always pray, correct? So what if we, as individuals, decided to offer special prayers? Here's your first challenge. We, the faithful few, as Pastor Beek used to say, have been chosen. So have the people sitting next to you or near to you today. Pick a person and anonymously pray for them each day. Here's the second. Paul says we've been blessed. So choose someone that you know should be sitting near you, maybe a friend or a relative who's fallen away. Pray for them each day. And finally, according to Paul, we were promised an inheritance, a third challenge. Choose to share that inheritance with someone that you don't know at all. Perhaps it's someone who checks out your groceries, or a person who services your car or delivers your mail. Individuals who serve us in all kinds of ways and we don't even know their name. Remember one of them to God daily. If we committed to daily prayer for three others, what would St. John's be like in 6 months or a year or five? Or more important, what would you and I be like? There's no better way to begin a new year, no better way to live in this real world than to live in the praise of God's glory. Today, tomorrow, this year, and always. Amen.
The hymn of the day is number 300, the First Noel, and we'll sing the first three verses.
Please rise. Join me with a confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Empowered by the news of Christ's birth, let us boldly pray for the church, creation, and all who are in need. O God, you reveal yourself wherever two or three are gathered in your name. Be with us now, not only in your infant Jesus and resurrected Christ, but in the beloved people of this assembly. Hear us, O God. You reveal yourself in the waters of the womb, in the brooks, ponds, oceans, and in the waters of baptism. Grant us wisdom to tenderly care for the earth as a garden watered by your grace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You reveal yourself in blessed diversity. Help us look for you in people near and far, in bodies of all kinds, and in kindred, you and old. Let us seek you in many places, praising you in many tongues. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You reveal yourself in new life. Support those beginning in a new job, a new relationship, or a new living situation, especially those displaced because of tragedy or loss. Be with all others who need you and your life-giving touch this day. Hear us, O God. You revel yourself in Holy Communion. You reveal yourself in Holy Communion. Sustain all who provide food and fellowship in this congregation and in the wider community. Make our tables signs of your welcoming presence among us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You promise to turn mourning into joy and comfort to those who weep. We remember those who have died and look to being united with them in your glory. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
With the joy of Christ's birth in our hearts, we commend our prayers to you. O God, trusting in your boundless mercy and eternal love through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all. Please join with me in the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Yay, my favorite time.
Not too many kids, but I'll take any that I've got. So remember the last time we're here, and I said, we're not singing the Three Kings?
Yeah.
But we sang First Noel instead. It didn't go on forever, did it? Yeah, but it was about the wise men, wasn't it? What?
We cut off some of the end.
We cut off, well, we cut off some of the verses, but we did sing about the okay, so when the wise men came, they were following what?
The star.
The star. And the star was the
angel.
The light of the world. It's the light of the world way up there in the sky. And you know that's why, look at, there's lights way up on the,
candles, all the lights. At Christmas, when we put the lights out there, we're remembering what? The white candle is the Christ candle. We're remembering the light of the world. Then go back. All right, read your words and see who the light of the world is. All righty? Read it.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the second Sunday of Christmas. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Chad Norlin. Happy birthday this week to Tucker Scott, Carl Hoffmeister, Jason Kress, Aaliyah Size, Audrina Harris, Mark Beebe, Nancy Glarborg, Daniel Loop, Edith Kopp, and Rebecca Gallegos. Happy anniversary this week to Lyndon and Patty Porth, and Jordan and Casey Gehring. Quilting starts tomorrow at 9 a.m. for anybody interested in that. Saturday, January 10th, 9 a.m., will be the takedown for Christmas decorations. All are welcome to help at any level that you are able to. The annual congregation meeting is set for January 25th, 2026. Are there any other announcements not in the worship bulletins? Okay, offering will be collected at this time.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possession. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the ones who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Recessional hymn today is number 289, Angels We Have Heard on High. 288.
Thank you.
peace and serve the Lord.
And